Well, Alex, a good start rolls on. Another good away win.
Yeah, we wanted 4 from 4 to get where we've been in the past, and we got it. Albeit we struggled slightly at DK. I think psychologically we remember the 2 losses last year, and it took us a while to get into the groove.
Yes, you were behind at half-time.
Yeah, we were. I think we probably butchered 3 of 4 scoring chances in the first half. Luckily, Will Burton broke through to put Drew over, which kept us in touch. And teed us up for the second half. That said, and despite words at half time, we conceded first in the second half. But then sort of readdressed the fact that we probably owed ourselves 3 tries and went and got them in a 50-minute patch that sort of sealed the game, really.
It underlines the points we've been making over the last couple of weeks, really. There's nothing wrong with the fitness levels. You keep going.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, probably a fine one to talk, and it'll make a few DK listeners smile when I say it. But I think we're fitter across the board, and we've got that ability, and we can certainly stretch teams with the ability we've got on the wings.
You're at home again this weekend, and you're your old club.
Yeah, Birmingham will come down. So it'll be nice to see some familiar faces, albeit there aren't that many left there anymore. But there's enough, and it'll just be interesting to see how they develop since last year. Obviously, a very young side, and they seem to have found their place at National 2 North. So it'll be interesting to see if they've developed and if we have.
Any club, given everything that went on there, it's going to take a while to sort of stabilise again, isn't it, really? As you just put it, they found their level here for the time being, perhaps.
Yeah, and I think they've gone back to where a club should be, you know, a community club where they bring through young players. I think there's a lot of Colts involved in the first team now, and they're looking at that as a continuation, so they've got their own little pyramid structure to go at.
If you could make home advantage count here at the weekend, that would represent a very solid start.
It would, yeah, that'd be 5 from 5. I think I think the computer was kind to us when the fixtures came out. I think there's probably 7 or 8 games that are winnable at the start of the season. So if we can get, you know, half our points haul into safety within the first couple of months before the weather turns, etc., then we'll be more than happy.
That's always the first objective, you're going to get to that safety target.
Oh, it is, and along with that comes sort of a positive mental attitude where you've got a momentum that comes with winning, and that'll often pull you through as other teams start to hiccup.
You mentioned that momentum, it's so key, isn't it, in any sport, really?
It is, yeah. I think, like I said, we've had it, I think we won 4 out of 4 2 years ago, and we certainly won the first 4 or 5 last year, and that just teed us up. And as you know, last year we went through a really sticky patch where without the early wins we would have been looking probably at the bottom 4.
Can you sense it within the squad that they've got that sort of momentum, that the spirit is there?
We can, yeah. And I think if we're honest with ourselves, players know that we're slowly probably performing about 65-70% of our potential. A lot of individual errors, a lot of misunderstanding with some of what we're trying to do. So it gives us, as a coaching team, something to work on, and hopefully we'll see a continued improvement.
So one of these weeks you feel that you could really put someone to the sword?
Yeah, I think so. I think we waited a long time last year to get to this point, and perhaps never actually got there right until the end of the season. Huddersfield away, I think, is the one time I felt we put in a full 80 minutes. But it'd be nice to think we could turn that round a bit quicker this year.
Clearly then you feel that as a squad you're far better, far more advanced this season than you were at this time last year.
Yeah, I think we've got depth. You know, recruitment was good, and we've got players coming back from injury, which means we've got depth, and with that comes competition, and that just pushes the levels up.
I know it's still early days to look at a league table, but obviously you're up there at the moment. Are usual suspects in and around you?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, you've got Stourbridge's up the top there, Macclesfield's, the teams that were highlighted as such. We were very quiet in pre-season about what we'd done and who we were signing, etc. And it's just nice to get that start and be up there with them, with, you know, coming under the radar as such.